kunnen vieren mee. En de volgende keer.
My name is Ayat. I'm the committee secretary. In the absence of the committee chair, Honorable Gielano, who is running late, we are going to elect the acting chair, who will always follow the National Assembly rules, clause 130. At this point, I would like to open up for nomination. Honorable Hatem.
Thank you, Commissioner. I would like to nominate Honorable Muloto to be the acting chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Hatem. Anyone seconding the nomination of Honorable Hatem?
Thank you. I would like to second the nomination. Thank you. And close it.
Thank you. Is there any other nomination? Okay. In the absence of any other nomination, I would like to ask Honorable Mloto to come forward as the acting chair for this session. Thank you.
Thank you for this kind of attendance. I've received a note from the real chairperson that you will be an hour late. I would suggest that we should proceed with the main business of the day. My second proposal is that we should stop around the item and start with the main issue, item number two. Analysis and impact of the State of Nation address and programs. I understand that the department has some concerns to express about this matter, and I want to give them an opportunity to do so now.
Please, Mr. Chairman, I have a small issue which I'd like to discuss.
Yes.
At the last meeting here, the minister said that the Zululand district, the Zululand district, supplies electricity in politically, and these islands of people who do not receive any electricity. I did not react at that time, simply because I was taken aback. And that issue was not true. In the Zululand district, 91% of the electricity was distributed there is by it. The Zululand district only attends to the water and not the electricity. So I would like that rectified.
Thank you, Honorable Member. I'm suggesting that in that case, they are various possibilities of handling the matter. But the most immediate one, appropriate one, is for them to write to the minister. That's a matter of purpose in the House. Because for us to call it up here, in my presentation, we would not be able to call it up here. Just for us. I think that's the challenge that we have.
What one of the issues that we a little bit concerned about is that the issues that were raised in the process and information is the issues that are going to be expanded upon during the minister's budget speech and also expanded upon in our condition, in our strategic plan. And we were going to humbly request that if this matter can be held in abeyance until at a later stage, so that we can be able to give the committee the benefits of what exactly Minister plans to do in this regard. Yes, we do have a presentation, however, we just have a request to that if we have an abeyance.
The request from the department is that we should hold this matter in advance, and it will be dealt comprehensively in our budget vote here. And I think, from my side, I think it's a very sensible request. Under normal circumstances, matters of this nature are dealt with in a budget vote hearing, and subsequent to that, there's a budget vote debate, so members can raise their concerns. Is that in order?
Yes, I believe it's in order. We give the ministry the opportunity to do what they need to do, and then we can always come back and hammer them afterwards.
For now, then, I excuse from the presentation. Thank you so much. Honourable members, the next item on the, which is the main one, consideration and adoption of the first term committee program for 2020. I'm covered by this. Take the mic. Members, I hope the program was distributed in time to you, and if we have any concerns or suggestions, I think we should deal with it now. Oh, that's me. Okay. The Wednesday the 9th was passing day. Okay. Yeah. On the 15th, Tuesday next week, briefing by the Department of Proposed Amendment to the NARSA Act and consideration of outstanding minutes. Tuesday the 1st, March, joint session with PC on Transport, PC on Public Enterprise, and Select Committee on Economic Development. To track progress on the liquid fuel sector, public hearing. Tuesday, we are a Tuesday committee. So Tuesday the 8th, update on the implementation of the liquefied petroleum gas regulation, and update on the two pilot projects implemented in Atteridgeville and Mpumalanga. Yeah, members, that's the program. I'm not sure whether you still want me to continue to read or... Yeah.
No,
dear.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I think that the program is clear and it's setting out, you know, clearly the objective. But my question is that has any means being made and, you know, consulting with these other committees? Because we can't have joint committees, whereas, you know, they don't know about our program. Because we find them, they know that they are having another plan, you know.
Well, those are operational matters that have to be handled under my second committee secretary. And I assume he's attending to it. And that's all. Any other issues? Are you happy with the program? Any other new issue that you want to bring into the program? Well, it's not closed. Let's adopt it, but it's not closed. If you have got any suggestion, I would recommend that you should forward it to the chairperson. Is that in order?
Mm-hmm.
Order? Okay. Thank you so much. I think we're done with the business for the day. Thank you so much for...
Yeah.
I'm reminded that I have assumed that you're from the city, but that's the question I posed.
That's why my mic is on change.
Well, you shook your head, and I assumed by shaking your head, you were nodding that you agreed to the
program. Yeah, just to make the quorum, I adopt the program, because I make the quorum for this meeting.
Thank you so much, honorable members. Any further suggestions? The program is adopted, and if there are any further suggestions, they will be forwarded to the chair. Thank you for your attendance. We'll meet next time. And thanks for the department for honoring this. Thank you, Chair, for holding this thing very
But I saw in the program that the meeting is not clashing with our committee for tomorrow. Our meeting is tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Then I decide to come to the meeting. Because what will I do if I don't have a meeting? We're going out tonight. We'll be invited. But I first told my friend, because I don't want to be lobby. Then my sister said, okay, finally that confirmed. We all go. They actually invited her. Yeah. To Marcos, what? This Marcos?
Oh, yeah.
Playing somewhere here. Then we decide now all the committee members are
so. Not yet. Almost. Next engage.
What is wrong with us, Papa Lucas? Is there an issue you don't address in this committee? But he's not a difficult person, why?
Eh?
He's not a difficult person, why?
I know he's
something is, yeah. Rose? Right? Yeah. Are the caravan moved? Are the caravan moving? Tito said it's sick. I phoned her because I want to hear where is the venue for the meeting. Then she said she's not coming now. I didn't have yet, ma. So I can have. We don't. Our committee is tomorrow morning. I can call it tomorrow. It's not today. That's why I decided to come. The God. No, I was talking yesterday in the newspaper in the Star about the people, the mine workers of Chile. Yeah, they give them a report. The truth coming out now. Why do you waste your time? I'm unhappy. It's not right. It's not combat team members doing.
Oh, hey, I don't know. People in the meetings are short. Hey, you know.
Let us want to comply in terms of the rule that we elect one member to chair this meeting, not of committee minutes. Thank you. I was saying, Honourable Bloom, the chairperson has accompanied the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, and today's meeting table is to adopt committee meetings. And in terms of NCOP rule, in an absence of the chairperson, members can elect a committee member to chair the session. Honourable members, that the matter has been proposed in the second. Thank you, members. I think this is going to be a very short meeting. I think we have three reports in front of us for adoption. I'm not sure if members have gone through the reports themselves, but you are all aware that this they came before the committee sometime in November last year. They were not properly adopted. These are minutes of this specific meeting. We have them all in front of us. It's the one is around the Northern Cape Municipality's performance report. If we can deal with that one, members. Yeah. Okay. If I may add something, the Northern Cape performance report as well as the progress report on intervention in Alfredo, Sunday River, and Kugam. Those reports were referred to the committee for consideration and report. They were considered on the 23rd of November, and subsequently a report was tabled in the ATC through the adoption of that report by the committee then, and then it was tabled in the House. What is with us now is just the minutes emanating from the two reports that was already tabled by the NCOP last day in November. Because of parliamentary procedures, we need to have minuted, that proceeding of that day. I'm not sure, members, the minutes are before us, if we can engage with them and see what it is that we can do. I'm not sure if members have read the minutes. Do members want at least 5-10 minutes to go through the minutes so that we can then deal with them?
Yeah. October, the Northern Cape Minister, also the Dr. Conrad Sunday.
Why don't we do this number? Because I know Mofuken is on its way. Can we deal with the last one? Where I think most of us were present.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we deal with the last one first? Then we can deal with the rest. This number can come in. Now the last one is around the joint workshop with provincial legislature. The minutes and the report. I don't have a problem with those men. I'm not sure if no, thanks. We have dealt with both Northern Cape and the Eastern Cape municipalities. If we can then go to, because we have already started going through the joint report, if we can go to that one. It's the minutes and the report of the meeting. Ask Mofoko here to just summarize point four for us so that we can move forward. Well, the major issues that came up from the workshop that was there was general consensus among all stakeholders that were present, that is SALGA, the chairperson of the NCOP, the Department of COOCTA, and the committee and the chairpersons of COOCTA, nationally. There was agreement among the stakeholders that there is a need for the legislation that is stipulated in Section 1398 to assist to provide provinces with uniform approach for the supervision of municipalities. Also, there was an opinion that provincial legislatures need to engage with SAGA in their deliberation, especially on the issues with 139. I think that point emanated that in our deliberation with 139, SAGA provincially was not included. So the perspective was that SAGA, if they could be involved, could influence decision making at provincial level. And also, there's another element that says there's a need of a framework that would spell out specific types of support provided to national and provincial departments by SAGA and the district municipalities, because some of the problems that have come out from intervention is that there was a lack of coordinated support from the district as well as SAGA. So they should be regulated in a way, in a form of a regulation that compels them to support those local authorities. And then another element, opinion that came out from the workshop was that national and provincial government should exercise their powers given to them in terms of Section 154 and 155, subsection 7 of the Constitution. Those sections talks about the regulation of support to the executive authorities of municipalities to ensure that the municipalities perform their legislative mandate effectively. But the last point was that there's a need for an early warning mechanism in detecting some of the potential problems that that commonly lead to the invocation of Section 139 of the Constitution. And then in terms of way forward, it was agreed that there's a need for legislation that provinces will have to utilize to apply uniform approach for the supervision of local government. And as a result, it was agreed that the Department of COOCTA should urgently commence in drafting the legislation in that section of the Constitution. And then during the process, all relevant stakeholders should be engaged on the processes leading to the development of the legislation. That is the report that came out from the workshop. And then also we've got just a minute of the proceedings that came out in terms of who was there and all that.
That's the number two. I don't have any problem with the report, but you see there's something that is missing on the way forward. 5.1.1, we are saying that the department should urgently commence in drafting the legislation. But we are not putting any time frame there. And that is something that is missing there, I believe. Because this thing is now open. They can take 5 years in drafting this legislation. I will propose that we put a time frame at least and review. When the time comes, we are not saying it's static, but when the time comes, we review that thing.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with if we put in that, but the question will arise that in terms of the workshop, that area did not come out.
Also, I think the problem with America is that we are not really interrogating. We're not interrogating the report, we're interrogating the minister. I mean, the minister already approved the report. And it is. You see, all of us are there, and it says that there was unanimous agreement among stakeholders that the election was going to be ready for the joint workshop.
No, I understand.
understand what Mr. Watson and yourself is saying. This is the report. If it is, that was what is tabled in the workshop, and then it's, I will come in when we discuss
the report.
The report. Yeah. Okay. Now can we then move?
When are we going to
Chairperson, when are we going to discuss the report itself? This is the minutes, isn't it?
No.
We are
in front of us is the report.
Yeah.
And the minutes.
The minutes of that meeting,
The minutes.
The minutes is of the workshop.
Yeah.
Not of this committee.
Yeah.
It's of the workshop. So as a committee, we can approve the minutes, but we need to discuss the workshop. We need a session where we have studied the report and we can come and discuss. So we need that to be done in the meeting.
Can I propose that in the next meeting, part of our agenda, then we can discuss the report?
This
minute and the report has been adopted.
Let us go to the last one.
The draft disaster management. These are minutes also of if I may add that regulations were forwarded to us by the NCOP for consideration and reporting. And then the committee meeting on the 23rd of November with the department where the regulations were adopted and were forwarded then to the NCOP where the NCOP adopted them. And then they were ATC'd on the 28th of October. Or 2010. So this is just a minute that emanated from that meeting.
The meeting of the 26th.
Yeah.
I think I don't understand that I'm not there. I remember arguing. You remember I put up a good argument about the staffing of the argument, or is that just a person?
There was an early meeting and then they followed up. The member of the concern about what happened to the inputs that the
department had in the previous meeting. So the department came to answer those questions. Members, the minutes are before us. Can we engage with them?
Can I ask for clarification on page 5? I'm jumping now. On page 5. Let me see. It's 7. Then 1, 2, 3, paragraph 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. A member suggested that the word senior.
Yeah.
Which one? Member suggested that the word senior should be removed in order to make space for everyone. I don't understand. Can people maybe explain?
That issue came out was regarding senior managers to have performance agreements with the mayor or the council. So I think members, there was this concern about why should the performance agreement limited only to senior manager. And then the two officials from the department, Mr. Motrachupin, he agreed that. And then the DG came out to say he was also missing the point as the relevant to the senior no longer appeared in the final regulation. So I think Honorable Boom, that's when you have raised that to say they should have caucus before they come to the meeting.
Yeah. And then
then we must draft this thing correctly so that when a person reads it, he must understand what it is. I hear his point now because I raised it. But you see, drafting it like this, people will get confused. He's quite right.
No, the explanation that we did is now of municipal official. Municipal official.
Oh, I think we must make a good example. I think I would like to suggest, although I wasn't there, that it should be, members suggested that the word senior in regard to senior manager should be removed in order to make space for all managers, not for everyone. All municipal members.
Well,
you know what?
Those are two model examples of success of the turnaround
ministry.
I'm not waiting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the legacy.